I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. The first Port of Burlington Friday Fest of the season will be held this evening at 5:30 at the Port of Burlington. Sean Costanza and Dave Schwarm will provide the musical entertainment for the evening. This is a free public concert event, and food and drinks will be available for sale as well. The Port of Burlington Friday Fest this evening at 5:30. Tonight, you can stroll the streets and alleys of historic Keokuk, sampling a variety of musical genres during the 6th annual Back Alley Band Fest. This is one of the most fascinating garage band concerts ever. From 6 until 9 o'clock this evening, the bands will be playing in various private residences and at various businesses. The 9 bands scheduled this year include Nalani Proctor and Friends, Alternative Rock, Silver Streak Band, Country and Oldies Rock, George Kate and Steve Stoner, Acoustic Rock and Grunge, Jesse Mazzacoli, Classical Guitar at Mr. Lucky's, Penn City 4, Old Standard Dance Songs, Adam Cates and A Wise Opponent, playing Christian Rock, Heavy Glow, Hard Rock, and Alex Culpepper, Acoustic Christian Rock at the Keokuk Public Library, and the Bullis Rutter Big Band. Bullis Rutter Big Band, a very big garage band. They'll be at 524 North 3rd Street. It's the 6th annual Back Alley Band Fest in Keokuk tonight from 6 to 9. Ivy will be selling sandwiches and soft drinks at the parking lot on 5th and Concert Street. Restrooms will be available at the Keokuk Public Library and on North 2nd Street between Concert and High Streets. Maps of the event sites will be available at each of the homes and locations where bands are appearing. Listeners are encouraged to bring their own lawn chairs and also tips for the bands. That's the only source of income for the musicians. All of the bands are within a short walking or biking distance from each other. This free event is sponsored by the Keokuk Cultural and Entertainment District. Two very interesting programs tomorrow evening in Galesburg at the beautiful Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg. The Dancers Studio presents its 13th annual dance concert. This year's presentation is the Seville Spanish Plaza. The show begins at 7 o'clock, and the first half of the program includes the Dancers Studio's Tap and Jazz, presenting numbers from musicals and films. That includes Grease and West Side Story. The second half of the program, Dancer Studios Ballet, will present the Seville Spanish Plaza, depicting a beautiful summer day in the year 1605 at the peak of the Golden Age in Spain. It's a busy marketplace in Seville. The Dancer Studio 13th Annual Dance Concert tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Orpheum Theater. Main floor and balcony tickets are $15, mezzanine $17, children 3 and under are free. Also tomorrow evening at the Carl Sandburg Birthplace Historic Site, the popular Carl Sandburg Songbag Concert Series presents Celtic music by the Quad Cities band Selid. The performance starts at 7 in the Carl Sandburg State Historic Site's barn. Refreshments will be served. A donation of $3 per person is suggested for the concert. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening in Galesburg. Last week, we began a conversation with Western Illinois University Cultural Events Coordinator Michael Music about the upcoming BCA season. We'll continue that conversation now, featuring the second half of this coming BCA season, starting with Wednesday, February 27th. Sal the Hitman Piacenti.
Sal the Hitman, for years and years, he's worked with the gaming industry. He is a cheat catcher. He teaches the casinos, you know, how to find card counters, how to identify people that are using mechanical means to cheat the house. He demonstrates, you know, a bunch of these things. You know, he brings, you know, like foot computer and this kind of stuff. He showed us how to stack a 6-card shoe. He was dealing out 5 hands from a shoe, and we saw him shuffle it. But that's not what impressed us. What impressed us the most is he took a copy of U.S. News and World Distort. It was dated the day before, and he had 3 copies of it, and he handed it out in the audience. And he goes, pick a page. You know, page 27. He goes, all right, on that page, there's an article about this, and the article says this, this, this. There's an ad in the corner about this. He did that for every page. 87 pages, someone said, page 89, he goes, the back cover is 87, that's when you're trying to trick me. It's a memory technique that he says anybody can learn, and that's one of the reasons we're having, because I had grad students with me, and they're going, I need to know how to do this thing. but Sal says, very, very nice guy, you know, very unassuming. He goes, look, if I can learn this, anybody. He said it took him about 45 minutes to memorize the magazine. We ask him, so, well, is that long-term memory? Is that short-term memory? He goes, it's your choice. That's one of the things he's also going to do during this is teach you how to catch cheats at cards and dice, but also this memory technique. It's amazing.
Sal the Hitman Piacenti, Wednesday, February 27th. The Passing Zone, that's not a traffic-related issue.
Okay.
This is juggling.
They're doing their show, Gravity Attacks. The Passing Zone has been around for 20-some years. They've done all the morning shows. They've done Letterman. They've done Johnny Carson. They've done Leno. It's 2 guys, and they are hilarious. It's not your standard, hey, look, I'm juggling things. They juggle weird things. In fact, we don't know who it's going to be, but they juggle people. They juggle 3 people. You know, it's a rig they have, and then they're hanging, but it's legitimate juggling, because definition of juggling is holding anything in a balance. They will juggle, they put them in like these spacesuits and hang them from this rig, and they juggle them. We don't know who they're going to be juggling yet. It'd be great, you know, president of the university would be nice out there, you know, maybe get, you know, Mike Inman out there and juggle them. It can, you know, hang you up and juggle.
I'm beyond juggling age.
You're beyond juggling. I think there is no limit to the age.
Really?
It's just a weight limit. So I'm free, so I can't. You know, it's their comedy is hilarious. The juggling is great. And then they'll juggle. They do one routine where they juggle chainsaws in tutus. Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies. And it's, again, hilarious. The skills are incredible. And you will not regret coming to see them.
The Passing Zone, Monday, March 25th. Friday, April 5th, Chipper Lowell will be bringing Amusing Mayhem, it says here.
Amusing Mayhem, that's a good one for Chipper. This is the entertainment for Mom's weekend dinner. They do a dinner, and then we supply the entertainment after the dinner. He bills himself as a magician, but during the show, maybe a couple, 2 or 3 tricks you'll actually see. The rest of it, you're just crying because you're laughing so hard. He does some magic tricks that aren't magic tricks. And then every once in a while, too, he'll pull out a miracle that you'll just go, what, huh? What, huh? Hey, sweet guy. Sweet guy. Very, very funny. He's actually won, like, Comedy Magician of the Year. And the magic he does do is legit, and it's a miracle. But then he does a lot of stuff that's just not. Go see him. Come and see him. It's wonderful. You can either come and have dinner, and on our website there's a link to that, or you can just get tickets and just come and see the show.
Chipper Lowell, Friday, April 5th, with a dinner option. Now, when it comes to the Shakespearean canon, most English teachers that I've had the pleasure of being in class with in the past would take an affront to any changes in the exact texts of the play. But here come the Improvised Shakespeare Company.
Improvised Shakespeare Company. Well, they don't change the canon per se. They adopt the style of the bard, let's say. Like classic improvisation, you know, they'll take a location, they'll take a name, the da-da-da. But these guys know Shakespearean, the iambic pentameter, the stories, the themes of Shakespeare's plays so well that they incorporate characters. You know, it's from nothing. It's like, okay, you're standing at a bus stop and it's raining. Go. And 15 minutes later, you'll have been on this journey through, you know, the Capulets may have shown up. You know, a couple King Henrys and Lears may have shown up into this thing too. And some of there's, you know, creative anachronisms in there too that they'll throw in. But the skill level, the amount of knowledge that it takes about something to be able to take that and move it to a different location. You know, understanding just the Shakespeare, the words, the flow, the stories, to be able to improvise within that realm is, again, you're just sitting with your jaw on the ground, and then you laugh and you're going, oh my, this, I can't believe they're doing this. Wonderful. And they're from Chicago, local boys.
So sort of an underground Shakespearean second city. The final installments of this year's series, the Eisenhower Dance Company.
The former president of the BCA, Kevin Maynard, has been wanting to bring dance back to our season for years. We were able to work this out, so Eisenhower Dance is going to come, and the spring dance concert that Department of Dance normally does, you know, they do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, Eisenhower Dance is going to come into that week and be doing workshops with our dance people. Now, you'll still have your spring dance concert on Thursday and Friday, but then Saturday, Eisenhower will do their shows, but they're going to incorporate our dancers that they've been working with for that week and weeks before, because they'll come in and do some workshops and stuff like that. Again, if you don't like dance, come to this. Hmm. Because the dances, they tell a story. They're funny. They're sad. They're this again. When you reach a certain skill level as a performer, and you can take that skill and adapt it into other ways you've never seen before. That's where art is created. And that's what these people do. It's funny. It's entertaining. It's storytelling. It's dancing. It's wonderful. Very wonderful.
Another unique opportunity with some of our very own Western Illinois University students as well, the Eisenhower Dance Company, Saturday, April 27th. Mike Music of Western Illinois University's BCA, he's the cultural events coordinator for the whole shebang, talking to us about the BCA series for this coming 2012-2013 series. In a future installment, Mike and I will talk about the Masters of Chamber Music series, that also is part of the BCA this coming year. One more musical note coming up in just a few weeks on Saturday, June 2nd, Knox Galesburg Symphony presents its annual free concert on the lawn on the Old Main South Lawn in Galesburg. This year's program includes a bevy of popular selections requested by previous year's audiences. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.